Good, thanks, Dan. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. An email came out yesterday from you with some sad news.
Yes. Yeah, one of the hardest emails I've had to write for the year, surprisingly. But, yeah, the Bendigo Comedy Festival cancelled, unfortunately, yeah. Yeah, well, we knew it was going to be a different festival. We thought that'd just be in the acts and everything, but it turns out the big difference is that it's just not on.
So when was the decision made to pull the pin? Obviously, because you know you've had events in previous years, but when was the decision made? You know what? We just can't do this.
Yeah. So we've been racking our brain. Oh, I mean, we work all year trying to put on the festival.
Yep.
And in March, when coronavirus became a thing, we started to figure out what we could do and what. Yeah, might be the possible way we end up going. But last Sunday night, we kind of got together and like, is there anything we can do? We did think about going online, but it's just not the same. It's not the same for the audience, not the same for the comedians. So we thought, let's just put all the energy into next year.
So where does it sit now, Ash, in relation to potentially having events later in the year? Because obviously, as we know, the Premier has eased some restrictions for venues. Is there any chance that there might be some sort of events later in the year?
Yeah, definitely. So that, there's hope. There is hope. We've locked in that we will be doing a Movember fundraiser, which we do every year. It's one of our great shows, so that will be happening. Dates will be coming out soon. And then from that, hopefully that means we can bring back Women of Wit and yep. also the Bendigo Comedy Summer Series.
Ash Greblow is a committee member for the Bendigo Comedy Festival, talking about the fact that the festival had to be cancelled this year. Ash, you say they're going into next year, potentially like bigger and better things into 2021. Now, I know a certain breakfast radio announcer here at the radio station and who thinks he's a bit of a comedian and... There are some people who think they're funny, but have been too nervous to get in front of a crowd or anything like that. Now, you as a comedian, how hard is it to not only stand in front of a crowd, but try and tell jokes?
I feel like because of competition, I should say that it's extremely hard and it's, you know, the worst thing you can ever do because I'm trying to make a career out of it. But the truth is, actually, I don't think it's so hard at all. I kind of fell into it. It wasn't something I planned on doing.
Yep.
And I was pretty nervous for that first one. But I reckon I don't really haven't been nervous about 2 years doing it. So, yeah.
We'll try and not make you nervous when we come out and see you, hopefully a little later this year with the Movember fundraiser. You said the dates are going to come out in that one over the next week or so or thereabouts. But the festival off. And it must have been a tough decision, as we said there at the top. And we can only wish you, I guess, all the very best, not only with hopefully the Movember one, which, you know, we're more than happy to get behind here at the radio station if you want that, that opportunity, but also the summer series coming up. If there's anything that we can do, mate, to help you out, because we know that comedy and music was one of the first industries that was hit with the pandemic back in March.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks so much. I'd love to have, like, God, if I'm on board as much as we can. Yeah, definitely. But it is a bit sad for the arts, so it's good to know that we're not forgotten.
Ash, if there's anything we can do, more than happy to help out. Thanks for jumping on our call this afternoon, and we wish you all the best, not only with the Movember one, but also into 2021.
You too. Thanks so much.